From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Congressional Super Committee has less than a month to reach a deal on deficit reduction. And so the race is on, not only for lawmakers, but also for hundreds of special interests that want to influence the outcome. This week, the committee held a rare public hearing. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it was an opportunity to see lots of lobbyists at work.
Most lobbying, like much of the work of the Super Committee, happens out of public view. That is, unless there's a hearing.
All right, folks, quick reminder before you go in. No food, no drinks, no
flowers. Lobbyists line up for a chance to sit in the hearing room, to take in the atmospherics, and maybe grab a few words with a staffer along the way.
I like, you know, being up here. Sometimes just good to, you know, be seen, wave the flag, pick up tidbits.
Joel Packer is executive director of the Committee for Education Funding, and he's a registered lobbyist. He represents 90 different education groups, urging the Super Committee to avoid ch to education.
A, they, you know, theoretically have jurisdiction over everything. B, they've revealed nothing of what they're doing.
He got in line an hour and a half before the hearing started. The queue wraps around the corner and down a long hallway in the Hart Senate office building. In all, 619 different groups and corporations said they intend to lobby around the work of the Super Committee. All of them mentioned the Super Committee or the legislation that created it in their mandatory third-quarter lobbying disclosure forms. They range from the Air Transport Association to Walmart, the American Hospital Association, Halliburton, General Motors, and General Electric. The list goes on and on. And on. Bill Allison is editorial director at the Sunlight Foundation, a group that pushes for transparency in government.
Anytime you have something that may be a really fundamental change, it is going to be a magnet for lobbyists, and it's going to draw them like honey draws flies.
Because whether the committee does something or nothing, a whole lot of bottom lines are going to be affected. And that keeps the lobbying business humming.
They're not really there looking out for the whole country by any means. They're looking out for this narrow interest. And the problem is they end up controlling the debate.
For people whose job it is to see their group's interests reflected in legislation, the Super Committee presents some unique challenges. If the committee fails to come up with a plan, it means automatic cuts. If it does agree on a plan, it skips the normal process and goes straight to an up or down vote in the House or Senate. David Certner is the legislative policy director for AARP, and this seems to make him nervous.
These, you know, special, fast-track, non-amendable rules apply to them, and there will be no, basically, debate in Congress with any opportunity to amend any of the changes that come out from this group of 12.
In addition to direct lobbying, AARP has a television ad in heavy rotation that's targeted at the Super Committee process.
We are 50 million seniors who earned our benefits, and you will be hearing from us today and on Election Day.
The message, in short, is please don't mess with Social Security. And if you have to make cuts from Medicare and Medicaid, bring down health care costs. Don't make seniors pay more. The next day, in another hallway, Mary Kingston is just coming out of a meeting with a staffer in Super Committee Javier Becerra's office.
At least they have this information that now they can bring it to their boss. We can't do that.
Kingston is a lobbyist for the National Association of Secondary School Principals, which is part of Packer's Education Coalition. Last week, the group sent a 13-page letter to Super Committee members outlining what would be hurt if education funding is cut. Now Kingston says they're going to every single office to follow up.
We did hear from a few offices saying, oh, we already got the letter, we don't need to meet with you. But we pushed back and said, no, we feel so strongly about this that we really do want to come in and tell you personally and highlight some things.
A few minutes after she leaves, another group of people in dark suits heads into the office, no doubt hoping to personally highlight some other things. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.